Okay, we're picking up on Daf Kuf Lamed Amud Aleph, the very top. There were no parak, where it fits in very nicely on the top and a new parak. The parak of Rabbi Lezer de Mila, famous Rabbi Lezer de Mila. Why is it called Rabbi Lezer de Mila? Because we already had two prakim with the name of Rabbi Lezer Omer. So we're starting Rabbi Lezer. This is called Rabbi Lezer de Mila. This is the name of this parak. And it's basically going to discuss the main conditions of Bris Mila. That's how we get onto this complex of Bris Mila on Shabbos. We know the Gemara is going to learn out that Bris Mila overrides the mitzvah of the law to keep Shabbos. And we know that all the parts that have to do with Mila are going to be included. The question is even Machshire Mila, is even the things that prepare and enable you to do the Mila, like preparing the knife, is that also going to be Docha Shabbos? That's going to be the subject of our first Mishnah today. And basically things that come into that, different activities, different things that you do with regards to Mila is going to come up in this Perek. So now with that, we're ready to start the Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us Rabbi Eliezer Omer. Rabbi Eliezer tells us, Im lo'i v'kli me'erev Shabbos. If someone forgot, it didn't bring the kli, the knife that you needed to use to do the Mila on Erev Shabbos, so then Mavio b'Shabbos Megula, you're allowed to bring it on Shabbos. Not only that, Mavio Megula, that you bring it open to everyone to see, and the Gemara is going to discuss why you're doing that, because you are showing everyone the Chibuv Mitzvah, that you love the Mitzvah, that you're doing it specifically, showing everyone that you're carrying. V'sakana machseu al pi'edim. However, the times where it was dangerous, and you no longer had the ability to be able to show everyone you're doing the Mitzvah, so you should cover it, and you cover it and you carry in the Rosh Hashanah. However, you should have two people watching you, because if you don't have two people watching, we're going to see that's going to lead to chashad, it's going to lead to people being suspicious. Look at this guy, he's carrying in Rosh Hashanah, he's violating the Issa Dereis of carrying on Shabbos. The Oda Mar Rabbi Eliezer, but that says even further, not just preparing the knife, but even a further step removed. Korsim 18 lasas b'chamim lasas barzel, that you can even cut down trees in order to make the charcoal, in order to make the kli of iron, to make the iron kli, to then use the mila. So this is two steps removed. Even the machshirim is going to be mutter for Rabbi Eliezer, and whatever it takes to prepare the mila is going to be mutter to violate Shabbos in order to prepare, to make that preparation. However, Rabbi Akiva comes to argue. Kalamar Rabbi Akiva argues, and he says, Kol malacha she'efshar la'asus amer of Shabbos, any malacha which could be done on Erev Shabbos and Friday, in a Dochas of Shabbos, would not be allowed to push the Malacha. So therefore, if you could have brought the Mila knife to the house before it and not carry, so then you would have a Chiyav to do so. And then, with the words Mila, without the words Mila, Shiyah Shal Asusam, Erev Shabbos, and a Malacha, that cannot be performed on Erev Shabbos, Dochas of Shabbos, then, like the actual Bris Mila itself, Rabbi Kiva is going to be Modos, we're going to learn out from Psukim, we're going to learn it out, that a person has the mitzvah to do Bris Mila even on Shabbos. He agrees to that, but only what actually needs to be performed on the Shabbos itself. Okay, the Gemara now continues. The Gemara says, Ibailu, we have a question. Time to Rabbi Eliezer. What is the reasoning of Rabbi Eliezer? Mishum chibuv mitzvah? Is it because of the fact that he loves the mitzvah, and therefore everyone showing, you show the love of the commitment and the fact that you love the mitzvah, so you show everyone the mila, that's why you have to have a megula, that's the halacha of why you have to leave it exposed and open for everyone to see? Odilma mishum chashada, maybe it's because you should avoid suspicion that people are going to think that you're carrying in their shus rabim. Is that the ikar point when it comes to this shaila over here? Rashi just points out that clearly in the second part of the ruling, when the case of the kings of time, Rabbi Eliezer's purpose is the knife is clearly to avoid chashad. So really just the question is that when it comes to the first point, the knife being carried in general, when it's exposed, when it's open, is that an idea of chibuv mitzvah, or is that an idea of chashad? But the second part of the Mishnah clearly was all to avoid chashad, to avoid suspicion. Rosh Hashanah was his final saying, I think it was the name of the Stechemet, that there's two points of chashad, two main ikarim of chashad. And that is the following. The first is that that your person shouldn't think that this is mutter, it's part of lifnei iver, that you're going to walk into McDonald's, and everyone's going to think that this McDonald's is kosher. Look at this from rabbi going into McDonald's, it must be that it was kosher. So that's the first thing of chashad. People are going to come to think that this thing is a mutter thing to be doing. The second thing of chashad is that you're ruining reputation. No, no one's going to think it's kosher. They're going to see that's a trade restaurant. They know. But look at this guy. The rabbi is a shagetz. What happened to him? He's going into the McDonald's. He's buying a burger. He gave it all up. He chucked it. And what's the problem with that? The pasuk says, V'yisim nekiyam Hashem Yisrael. When a person is not a baal over his own reputation, that you have reputation of being a Jew, a good Jew, and you have that, you have to keep that reputation for Klal Yisrael. You're not a baal over your own reputation. You have to make sure that you have a good reputation and not ruin it. So therefore, those are the two ideas of chashad. So either way, we're afraid they're going to be, we're going to suspect you of violating an isra. So the Gemara says, then what's the difference between the two if it's chibuv mitzvah or not? The Gemara says, my nafkamina, lasoy mechusa al pi edim. In a case where, in general, am I allowed to cover it in the presence of witness? Because it's because of chibuv mitzvah. You should show everyone that you love the mitzvah so much. So then, megula in mechusilo. So then, I'm never allowed to keep it to leave it covered. Why? Because I should make sure, even if the witness knows about it, and there is no problem of chashad, because you should always do chibuv mitzvah. Everyone should see that I love the mitzvah of mila so much, and therefore I should do it exposed. However, if you assume that the whole idea behind this is that to avoid suspicion, so then if I have decided for whatever reason I don't want to show everyone and flaunt the idea that I'm doing the mitzvah, so then I would have no problem of covering it up as long as two witnesses are watching me. They can be made. They can show that I did not violate any Isra on Shabbos. And where else is Itmar? We learn Amar Rabbi Levi, Lo Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Ela Lechibuv Mitzvah. Rabbi Eliezer said that this halacha is for the fact that it's chibuv mitzvah, for the commandment of loving the mitzvah. In which case you're not allowed to be carrying it covered, even if there are edim that knew about it. The Gemara continues. We have a brisa that says a support for this, because the brisa tells us Magula Ve'inamev Mechusa Tiv Rabbi Eliezer, that you should bring the knife open and you shouldn't bring the knife being covered. That is what Rabbi Lazar said. What exactly is the exact proof over here? Right, we see that it has to be exposed, but maybe this is talking about a time where it was a sakana. So what exactly is it? So the Ran points out that the fact that it's a double lashon over here, it says mevio megula, that you should bring the knife open and exposed, and then also in mevio mechusa, that it also the negative. I obviously I know if you have to be megula, then I know that it can't be covered. So the fact that the implication of the double lashon over here is that even in the presence of the chiddush of the second part is in mevio mechusa, is even in the presence of witnesses, you're not allowed to bring it covered. So now the Gemara continues, and therefore that's the proof. And where is it? Another proof. Ravashi says the Mishnah also is a diuk, is implicit like this, because our Mishnah tells us in the times of danger, dafka, in the times of danger, you should cover it in the presence of witnesses. That only dafka, in the presence of danger, should you be covering it. However, not in the presence of danger, you should open it up and show everyone the mitzvah and chibuv mitzvah. So the Gemara says, Shmamina, Mishum chibuv mitzvah. So we see from here that really, it is because of the love of the mitzvah. Shemayna, this is indeed a good proof that is correct, that we should learn from here that it's a chibuv mitzvah because we love the mitzvah, and you should dafka always be doing it whenever possible to expose it and show that you're doing it. So Gemara says, "Tana idach v'lerin on abraisa neviyam agula v'in mevechusa." You should dafka bring it open and not bring it closed. The Rabbi Lezer for everyone to see. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Mishum Eliezer Noagin Eibushas Sakana Shayu Meviyam Mechusa Al Pi Edim. That in the time where it was sakana, where it was dangerous, and you weren't allowed to perform bris mila, this was in the time Rashi's a gazru the goyim alamila. I forgot to mention this before, that when the goyim makes a gzira, some say it was dafka the Romans, whoever it was, they made a gzira not to keep the mitzvah mila, so then obviously you have the two witnesses showing that you're not carrying on Shabbos in order to go and hide and do the mitzvah mila. Yibailahum. And a question within Rabbi Yehuda, Edim Takamra Iu V'chad. So what does it mean that you should do it in front of Edim? Is it that you should have you and one other person? Oh, Dilmachu V'tray. No, you definitely need another set of Edis. You need Edis to be made on you that you have not violated in any halacha. So the Gemara says, Tashma, we can bring a proof from our Mishnah. The Mishnah says, V'chsakana Machseil Pi Edim. In the time of Sakana, you should cover it in the presence of witnesses. What is that? Yemar Bishlamahu V'tray Shapir. Then I understand if you're saying that it's you and two other people, that's what the lashon of Edim implies, that it's you and two other witnesses, then I get it. However, but if you're going to say that it has to do with you and only one other person, the lashon of the mission doesn't make sense. The lashon of the mission is edim, mashma, that there's two others besides for you. So that is implicit from the mission. The Gemara rejects this proof. The Gemara says no. Shiroyim lab makamacher. That us two, that me and Reuven is only one other person, and the fact that we are together in edus, that we are together in edus in another circumstance, that's what it means edim. That made edim makamacher. That if we wanted to testify in another circumstance, but any halacha, any dini mamonos, any nefashos, whatever it may be, we would be kasher lahayid. That lechora is what the Mishnah is. The rejection is that it doesn't necessarily mean two other people. So I want to learn from here that roi lahat makacher is to take in literally that also you would need someone who is not a relative. That is a shaila in the achronim to down that whether or not you need a relative. Would it be kasher to have another relative? By the way, the worship continues. For Odom Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer also said now again that you this was with regards to the trees that you could cut them down in order to prepare the knife. Then where's the tanner rabbanan? B'makomosh Rabbi Eliezer, you course in 18 lasses b'chamish al barzel. Would do this. They would cut the trees down in order to make the charcoal to make the iron for the mila knife. B'Shabbos, on Shabbos. And in the place of Rabbi Yossi, they used to have meat and chicken, and they used to eat them together. There's three machlokas tanoin in the Mishnah in Chulin. We have the opinion of Tanakama, Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Yossi Aglili, whether eating chicken with meat. Some hold the Tanakama, I think, held that it was an Isser Deraisa. Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yossi hold that it's an Isser. Rabbi Akiva holds it's an Isser Derban, and Rabbi Yossi holds Heter Gamor. Rabbi Yossi learns they're not going to come to confuse it because it's different, fundamentally different than meat. Okay, not get into the whole svara, but those are the three ways. In the place of Rabbi Yossi Aglili, apparently they would eat meat and chicken, even though we have one day that says Isser D'Oraisa and the other day that says Isser D'Rabbanan. We hold Pashas, we hold Isser D'Rabbanan. I think the Marashal in Yaradeh over there wanted to tie him, maybe we should be choshish for the sheet. There was one day in Tosos that holds it's really chashash, it's an Isser Dereisa. The Marashal holds it, it's a really potentially an Isser Dereisa. The Shach rejects the Ramaz, it's clear that we don't hold like that way. We hold it's an Isser Derban. Now the work then is Levi Ikle Leve Yosef Rishba. Yosef get to the Yosef Rishba, the Yosef who is apparently used to trap the birds. So what did they do? They would they served him some sort of animal. It sounds like it was a peacock. It had a head in milk, and so it was chicken and meat. So lo achal, so he didn't eat it. So he said, "Wait, I said, what's going on over here?" He said, "Rebbe, why don't you put them in a chayrim, put them in nidoy, put them, excommunicate them for their actions? They violated the din of eating chicken with meat. That's an isser darbanan. So, and they're not being careful about this." Now that's the Tanar of Rebbe de Basira. And I assume that Rebbe Yehuda learned the shot like Rebbe Yosef Glili, the son, as we know, Rebbe Yosef Glili Omer. Nemar lo sochlo kol nevela. A person should not be eating any nevela, any dead animal. And the pasuk also says you shouldn't cook a meat in its mother's milk. Whatever halacha is going to be under the category of a nevela, of a dead animal that you can't eat, us meaning an animal that dies on its own, that's considered a nevela. It's forbidden to be cooked with milk. Of which is usher. I would have thought that it's also going to be an Isser Dereisa to cook it with meat. Tamalomar b'chalavimo. So therefore, the pasuk tells you that it's going to be this mother's milk. That's of she'in l'chalavimo. The milk doesn't have milk. Since it doesn't have milk, it's not going to be an Isser Dereisa. Potentially totally mutter l'fi Rabbi Yosef Glili. That would be totally mutter to have chicken and meat together. So he holds like that, and therefore you have the right to follow that halacha. And Rabbi Yosef just points out apparently that you have the koach Moraja Asra can tell his kehila to follow his psak if he's a gila ra. Rav Shachlis says like this: you have to be a gila ra. If once you're a gila ra, you have the right to pass in a shayla, even if you think you're in the minority shita. So Rosh Hashanah shita, let's say Rav Nevinzal, Rav Shech, whatever the gadol might be, if they have a shita that's not followed by anyone, but first they are a gila ra, which they certainly are, these gadolim, so then they have the right to pass in a shayla, even if they're in the minority shita, and their kehilas would seemingly further have the right to follow their psak of their rav, even though he is completely in the minority. The Gemara continues. Not only that, we see over here we're going to see a story about the reward that they got. So that there's a shayla though. Again, some Rishonim explain that this whole shayla, the reason that they got rewarded, because it wasn't yet decided. The halacha wasn't established yet. The halacha follows Rabbi Akiva. But the way we just said it over, it could be that even after the halacha was officially formally established, they would still get rewarded because of this idea that where you are, the rav of the city. Because then potentially, if you hold like this, potentially it could be that that you'd be allowed to follow psak of the rav. The Gemara says, now what's the reward? Rabbi Yitzchak Irachas Haisa Be'eretz Yisrael. There was a certain city in Eretz Yisrael, or they followed Rabbi Lezer Psak, and they would die in their proper time. They used to not die early, they used to die in their proper time. I thought the Lashon was interesting. Why would we say Mesim Bismanim? Why did they die in their time as opposed to Ha'irim Marach and Yamim? They used to live a long life. Why Mesim Bismanim? So it could be that Lashon of Bismanim was Dafka. I thought it was a nice chat, Lefi the Ben Yoyada, who explains the fact that they were so machmer to do the meal of Bismanim. They used to do all these things in order to do the meal of Bismanim. That's the Lashon of Mesim Bismanim, is actually very Meduyak, is the Dafka they would live the life, and that's Nimida Keneged Mida, just like they were careful with the Mitzvah. So too, they were going to be rewarded to not die any bit early, just like they were careful with this man. There was one time where the Romans issued the decree on Klal Yisrael or wherever Goyim it may have been. Malchus Roy usually many times referred to the Romans. And the city which listened to Rabbi Lazar's halacha, they did not follow this. They did not get the gzera to not have any yes or mila. They were allowed to continue doing the mitzvah of mila. Again, that's a shayla. Why was it such a great thing to hear they're following minority shita? That was the whole shot that we gave. And where it continues, Tanya Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, the mitzvah she gave Yisrael b'simcha, any mitzvah that the Klal Yisrael had accepted b'simcha, could go in mila, t'chsev sasanochi al amirsecha k'motzah shal rav. I'm going to rejoice over your words, like someone who finds great spoils. Rashi points out that when it comes to where do we have the lashon of amira yachida, what other amira? Amira is where it's always mentioned before other mitzvot. Is the mitzvah of mila that was the first thing given to Avraham Avinu to keep the mitzvah of mila. So that dafka, that amira, I keep it like a fine spoils, like a gold and silver, everything. It's so cherished to me. I then also do some simcha. Still, even nowadays, we perform this mitzvah with a lot of joy and a lot of simcha. Everyone keeps it. We keep the halacha. However, any mitzvah that Klal Yisrael conversely accepted with badly, and they argued about it, Kigona Rayas Tiksiva Yishma Moshe Samish Makhlashna, the Pasuk about Lozko tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu heard the people crying, right? Al Iskim Tposa the Lashon over there where we Dorish Hashem Chubash, because also is that they were, the fact that they weren't allowed to marry Arayos, they weren't allowed to marry people, they were upset when they heard this halacha. That was the in Shishi over there, the Tav over there. Adai Lozko Nosa Biktata. So therefore, we still do it and still do it not happily. We fight over it. And what is that? Deleka Ksuba de la Rabbi Tigra, because there's no marriage in which the two families don't fight over a little bit. There's no, you know, the chasen over here, over there, whatever, this paying for this flowers for that. There's no such thing as a ksuba that they just don't still fight about, because that's the parsha of arayas where you're avoiding the arayas, the mitzvah of marriage. The grudge points out how chashuv it is to start the mitzvah right, because even the whole time doesn't exist anymore. We still do it besimcha because they originally did it besimcha. He points out the whole idea of mila, the Gemara Nida explains, is that it shouldn't be for 8 days, and then on the seventh day she's a nida, on the 8th day she's allowed to be with her husband, so everyone's happy. She's happy, the whole family is happy. Says the Gemara, that doesn't apply anymore because we're much machmer on dam tohar. Yet we still agree. We still see that even nowadays people are keeping it besimcha. The same thing with regards to arayas. The whole idea of arayas is that people bezman hazeh, we don't have baruch hashem. We don't have the one sense of bayis sheni where they took away, the Gemara relates, they took away the yetzirah for arayas for sisters and brothers and things like that. So that yet still there's still, when it comes to the ksuba, we still fight. People still are fighting about it all the time because of the fact that they didn't accept the mitzvah of arayas originally happily. Okay, the Gemara continues now. Tanya, we learn in a brayser, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Omer kol mitzvah shemais Yisrael atmelim lemitzvah. The idea, similar idea, is that any mitzvah which Klal Yisrael gave themselves over, so they were willing to die over it. B'shas gzeiras hamalchus, in a time where they were not allowed to do it, kigon avodas kachamim milah, as we see when it comes to violating avodah zarah or regards to doing the bris milah, adayin he machzekas b'yadim, that is still very strong in Klal Yisrael's hands. Even Rabbi Yosef points out, even all the chilonim, everyone is not religious. That is a very, very common, basically one of the most basic mitzvahs to keep anything of a yid. Is to do the mitzvah of mila. V'chol mitzvah shalomatzvah yisrael atzman alein l'misa. Any commandment which the Jewish people did not, were not moser nefesh for, b'shas gzeiras hamalchus, in the time where they should have, where it was a time where there was a commandment not to keep the Torah. Kigon tefillin, as we see by tefillin, adayin yimarupa biyadam, still it is going to be weak, and they're not careful about it. Where is the shayla about? Where is their adin? Where do we see that tefillin, anywhere in tefillin, that we're not careful about it? Rabbi Yashav, of course, the smag, apparently out of Masora, the smag was one of the earlier shodim, we said for hundreds of years before, and people were not careful about wearing tefillin. Apparently this was something that was common in times of Gemara. People are not nearly as careful with regards to the mitzvah of tefillin. So what's the story with the tefillin? Damar Rabbi Yana, Rabbi Yana said, tefillin tzurich guf nele kedusha b'akana fayim. Tefillin require a person to have a clean body, as Elisha, who was literally the one who had wings. What is his wings? Gemara says, Maya, what was the story that it means that you have to have a clean body? It doesn't mean that he was the winged one. Amar Abaye shaleya fiach ben, a person shouldn't pass gas with them. Rav Amar shaleya shomer Rav Asa, shouldn't be sleeping with them. Rashi pointed out over there, Pashas, because you're afraid you're going to have the shaykh vatzer, you're going to have semen come out of you, right? The semen elimination. So that is why you should avoid sleeping with them according to Rava. The Gemara says, Vamai karla Elisha b'knafayim, why was he called this Elisha, the special winged person? Shepa macha gzer malchus arisha gzer al Yisrael, shekol minach tfin arosho, yikra es mocha. Because one time the Roman government issued a decree that anyone who wears tfin, he's going to be, they're going to patch out his brain, they're going to kill him if they wear tefillin. Elisha was wearing it, in defiance of the halacha, of that decree rather, of what they said to do. When the government official was spying on him, they ran after him and they saw that they suspected he was wearing tefillin. So when the official came close to him, so then he held the tefillin in his hand. And he asked him, Amalei, Mabi Adachu, hey, Jew, what do you have over there? So Amalei, Kan Fayona, he says, oh, don't worry, I have the dove wings. And opened up his hand, Pashas Yadav Nimsa Bo Kan Fayona, and dove wings were miraculously thrown out. That's why they call Elisha the one who had wings. Where do we see anywhere that he had the Gufnaki? So Tosos already earlier, we saw this Tosos over there, on Memtes, Tosos pointed out, it must be that if he had such a miracle done for him, it must have been the fact that it's such a great miracle done for him. It must have been that he was so careful with the mitzvah tefillin. Ma'ishna kan feyona damrelei. So why v'lo amrelei sharachofo? So why dafka did Elisha respond that it was be the dove wings and not any other animal? Mishum b'damek nechazrel yona, because Klal Yisrael represents yona. Shnever kan feyona nechba v'kesav erosev yarka charut. The Klal Yisrael referred to wings of a dove. They're covered, and we have gold over us as well. Ma'yona zol kan feyaginos aleha, just like a dove, the wings protected. Avisom mitzvos magin aleha. So to Klal Yisrael, the commandments of the Torah, they protect us. So too, of Elisha was telling us that after this nice remnant of the dove wings, the Magen Avraham writes, based on this, that there's a minhag that they wrap tefillin. When you wrap up your tefillin, you should wrap it up like a dove. How exactly do you do that? What exactly do you do? Mekayim, this minhag of the Magen Avraham. But that's what he says, based on the story. Nice idea that there's a minhag to follow that. How do we know that that they weren't careful in the times of Gemara, also with regards to tefillin? From the fact that Rav Yana pointed to Elisha, he was the only one who had a clean body, we can infer that everyone else was not careful to do so. And where do we see that they weren't most in effort? Tosfos point out the fact that Elisha didn't show his tefillin and he took it off and he wasn't Moshe Nefesh, that shows that no one really was Moshe Nefesh for the mitzvah of tefillin. Now the Gemara continues, Amar Rabba Rabba Rada, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Pamachas Shachar V'lo Yaviyo Ismail Be'erev Shabbos. Ve'yaviyo B'Shabbos Derech Togos Derech Hatiros. So again, so one time they forgot, they didn't bring a knife to do the Bris Milah before Shabbos, and then they brought it in after by the way of bringing it Derech Kagos through the roofs and through the Chatzeros to the courtyard. So just important to note, when it comes to the din of Erev Chatzeros, as we're mentioning over here, that Midareisa only carrying from Rosh Hashanah Yachid to Rosh Hashanah is Dereisa Aser. However, the Rabbanim made a gzera transferring between an area of a chater. If you have two areas that are owned by two different people and they have a common area, you do the Erev Chateros, you together make the bread, and then you can carry in them. And when the same thing, there's also the Derabanan of carrying in a mavoy, an area that was three ways, and then it would open up the Rosh Rabin because you'd come to get confused. So now, the Gemara, just an introduction, because we have to note that to Hemshech of this point, Rabbi Eliezer. But this was, Rabbi Eliezer would disagree with this, he wasn't happy with this. The Gemara says, Maskev, Rabbi Eliezer, what do you mean Rabbi Eliezer wasn't happy with this? Shalom, Rabbi Eliezer wasn't happy with this. Other Rabbi Eliezer, the Shari, Rabbi Eliezer says you can even carry an Rosh Hashanah there, Raisa. So what over here he's telling you, you can't carry an Rosh Hashanah there, Abanan. Chitim, Shalom, Rabbi Eliezer, the Shari, Philip, Rosh Hashanah. So maybe you meant to say that Rabbi Eliezer would say that even that you should carry it through a Rosh Hashanah there, Raisa, and you don't have to worry about doing it, they got Dafka carrying Rosh Hashanah there, Abanan. So maybe he was assuming that it was the Rabbanan who said they carrying knife through the Rosh Hashanah, the Shara Derech Kagos Chateros VeKarpivios. Maybe that the Rabbanan who said that it's usher to do any din, that would only be a din Dereisa. If you're only violating a din Rabbanan, maybe that's what we meant to say. But that was something that they were happy. The Gemara says, Mishari, is that really true? Again, all these cases of the roof and the courtyard and the carpet, if carpet is the thing we saw before, that was the enclosed area, but it wasn't used for any purpose of people living. We saw that was din derabanan not to carry over there. So the Gemara, again, was assuming right now that maybe it's mutter to go through these cases in order to go through these areas in order to do the mitzvah deraisa of Mila. The Gemara, and because these are only din derabanan of an issue derabanan of carrying. The Gemara says, is that really true though, Mishari? Would the rabbanan really permit this? To, in the circumstances, Vatana, the Braisa tells us, Kishem she'in mavinos l'derech Rosh Hashanah, kach in mavinos l'derech lo gagos, l'derech kapios, lo derech chateros. It says explicitly in the Braisa that what? You're not allowed to carry it through the karpef, through the courtyard, through the gagos, through any of these things that are in Isra Derbanan in order to do the mitzvah deraisa of Mila. So we see over here that that would be that we see that the Rabbanan are machmir, that even for the mitzvah deraisa of mitzvahs Mila, and even though there's an Isra Karis, if a person not mal, not necessarily until the kid becomes 13, but then it'll be on himself. But either way, there's a mitzvah, an Isra Karis associated with the mitzvah of Mila, and even for that, we're not going to allow you to violate the Derbanan. So we see over here that it can't be that the Rat Chachamim were happy with this. So the Gemara says, you're right. So Ela Marvashi, Shlorbatan Rabbi Lazar, umachla koso. That maybe we're saying over here that it wasn't with the way they approve of Rabbi Lazar, and the people argue with Rabbi Lazar, meaning the Chachamim were upset by this as well, because they hold you can't do an Isser Dirabanan in order to do that. Rabbi Lazar was saying that I hold that even Rosh Hashanah you could do it, and you guys did it to show that you don't hold like me. Rabbi Lazar was saying to them, you guys were doing it to show that you don't hold like me, because I hold you could have carried a regular way. You decided not to carry it, so you're being more frum than me. So you obviously didn't hold like my shita. But if you held like the Chachamim, you were doing it like them as well, because they held that even where you have the mitzvah the rest of Mila, that you shouldn't do it either. So the Gemara says, it must be that there's a third Tana. Ella Baratzon Rabbi Shimon. It must be that they were following the shita of Rabbi Shimon. This Tana, as we learn in the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon says, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Echad Gagos, Echad Parvez, Echad Chateros, when it comes to Ruth, for the courtyard, Kulan Rishus Achad, they're all considered one Rishus. Even if they're owned by different people, according to Rav Shimon, you're allowed to carry from the outdoor area of one of them to the other outdoor area of them without having any issues. Again, we're talking about over here, the area that we there's no problem. He's saying, but I'm carrying within that area, the outside, not bringing into your house, would not be an issue. The kelim shishalta besochan, again, that would be provided that you had a kelim that were there from the beginning of Shabbos. At that point, that they're not carrying them outside, they're just carrying them in the courtyard area. Between those areas, that even without an area of chateros, that would be mutter. However, even Rabbi Shimon is going to agree that if you have Caleb, if you have utensils that were resting inside the house at the time Shabbos came in, that would also be a problem. So we're assuming over here that Rabbi Abba's case, that's talking about a knife that was pashtus outdoors, and it was outdoors, and we're assuming that it was outdoors in the area that was there. You're also bringing it to an area outdoors as well, so Rabbi Shimon would allow you to transport it, and there would not be the Isser derisa of carrying, not be an Isser derabanan even carrying, it would be mutter, and that would, this sheet, they were following apparently Shitas Rabbi Shimon. So they had Rabbi Zira had a question from Asi. If you have a case where you have this island, we mentioned it's enclosed on three sides, it was open to Rosh Hashanah in the fourth side, and Chazal, general based on Tikkun, that Midirabban, you're not allowed to carry over there because it looks like you're going to either think that it looks bad because it looks like you're carrying Shusharban, people are going to get confused and start carrying their Shusharban, thinking that you're allowed to carry their Shusharban now. So that, unless you make a heker, which is going to be either Lechi or Korah and the Shita Mavos as well. So the Gemara says over here, if you have much, so they didn't do the Shita Mavos, so then Malatata Bakulo. So then what's going to be a Lacha, you're allowed to carry in the outside area over there. So you're obviously not allowed to carry from the Mavi into the courtyard, into the Chatzar, since the Shita Mavos wasn't prepared. However, the Gemara is asking, if an object was in the Mavi at the time of Shabbos began, can you carry more than far almost within the Mavi itself, outside the Mavi, just like we have by the Chatzar? So the Gemara asks, is it going to be like the Chatzar, which maybe should be Mutter? When it comes to the Chatzar, you're allowed to carry with the Chatzar as well, outside of the area, as long as you don't bring it into your house, you're allowed to carry in the courtyard itself. Maybe you could assume that this Mavoi would have the same deal as the Chatzar. Even though they didn't do the Shita Mavot, they didn't come together through the bread to make themselves one Rishus, Hayachid, this Dinder Abadad. So maybe it's still Mutal Tal Tabakula. It's not similar to a courtyard. The Chatzar is like Arba Machitzas. What's the fundamental difference between a Chatzar and a Mavoi? Because the Chatzar has four walls around it, and this, high Leslay Arba Machitzas, this only is going to have three areas. It's only enclosed on three sides. So therefore, it is not fundamentally the same, and you'd be more machmir over here. So the Gemara says, Iname Chatzar Isle Diyarim, or you could say that Chatzar has people who live there. We're assuming that it's used by the residents of all the houses as an extension of their house. They used to use this Chatzar. High Leslay Diyarim, however, the Mavoi doesn't necessarily have, it does not consider it for this purpose to have residents, because they apparently lived in their houses. They don't go through the Mavoi, they only use it to go as like a shvil, as a way to go to the street, so they don't actually use it. So Gemara says, Shosik v'lomar l'medes. Rabbi Asi was silent, and he didn't say anything to Rabbi Zira. Zimna nashkechei diyasi v'kamar am Rabbi Shimon Lakish v'shim Rabbi Yisrael Nasi. So one time he found him, and he had, Rabbi Asi said, in the name of Rabbi Shlik v'lomakish, in the name of Yudah Nasi, p'macha shekha l'ovei avil izma m'erev Shabbos. There was one time where they forgot to bring a knife on Erev Shabbos, to where they had to do a bris. V'avil v'Shabbos, they brought it on Shabbos. V'ayadavar kosh l'chachamim, the chachamim were very upset by this. Hayach b'nichan divrei chachamim, osin kalav lezer. How could they violate the din rabbanan and follow, the rabbanan hold like Rabbi Kiva, that you're not allowed to do this, not allowed to carry on Shabbos, and they followed Rabbi Eliezer. So the Gemara says, why would they bother that they held like Rabbi Lazar? The Gemara says, Chadid Rabbi Lazar Shemusi. Rabbi Lazar was Shemusi. Rashi gives two interpretations. Whenever we have Shemusi in all Shas, this Rashi is famous because it's important to know what does it mean he's Shemusi. So Rashi, one interpretation is Barchu. They put him in Nidah, they excommunicated him for the whole tinning of Tanach. Now I got into that story, what he did, but he was excommunicated. That's one answer. The other answer is that Yerushalmi quotes that he was from the Beis Shammai. And we never pass it like Beis Shammai. Rabbi Lazar's shitas are generally not accepted. Either way, so why did you hold like him? And not even that, even if he was a regular person, he was already arguing on Rabbi Yossi, you shouldn't argue him. But here, it's not even that. It's a whole Rabban argument. But Yachid Rabban, Lach Rabban. He was the Yachid. He was Das Yachid. He was the minority Shita. You should hold like the majority Shita. So why over there? And the previous time, we were praising that whole city to follow them. So that's like the Yisod that we gave before, that if you're following your Rav, that is not a problem, even if he's in the minority Shita. And Rav Yashav pointed out, but Pashas, they knew that over here, that this city was not following Rabbi Lezer for other Shitas, and they just Stam decided to pick this Halacha. That's why they're upset by it. The Gemara continues that Rabbi Yoshia. Yoshia continues, Sha'alis, as Rabbi Yehuda goes there, so I once asked Rabbi Yehuda, and he told me, he was the one who was a Moel, and he told me that the situation happened in a Mavoi, it happened in the alley, in which the courtyards did not have the Shita of Mavos, they didn't do that. And they brought from the knife from this end of the alley to the other end of the alley, and when they had this Bris Mila. And that's all he said over here. So he said over there. So therefore, the people didn't necessarily violate the Nirav Le'azar. That's what we wanted to tie over here. The Gemara says, Amar Leis, Rab Zera said back to Rab Asi, Tzvirle Lamar, Mavish Tatvibo, Mutal Tatabatskula. So based on what you just said, we can hold on with those people's actions. And according to you, it's going to be permitted to carry in the Mavoi, even if they didn't do a Shita Favos. Again, like before, we didn't do the thing with the bread. So that is going to be, even you would be still allowed to carry the Mavoi, and that would be what you were holding. The Gemara says, Amar Le'in, he said, yeah, Nechanami, hold that way. Amar Leis, the Rebbe Zera responds to Rabbi Asi, Vaz Zimnan Boy Minach. I asked you about this Shaila a few times, Vilomar Leachi, and you never told me that this is what you hold. Dilma Agashitvach, right? Like, Garach. So he says that maybe now when you learn more, you remembered and you didn't tell me that I asked you a few months ago, whatever it was, I asked you a year ago, you didn't tell me halacha, now you are telling me halacha. Marlai in says, yeah, that's in fact what happened. I'll go shit with the Gemara. I learn more chazara, and then I end up remembering that I actually hold that it's mutter, the mavo is going to be done like a chater, that even if you forget the shita of mavos, you would still be able to carry within the mavo itself, obviously not within the house to the mavo, but within the mavo itself. So the Gemara says, "Itmar Amar Bzira Marav Mavay Shalom Shtatul Bo In Metaltul Bo Ela Ba'Arba Amos." That if you have a mavay that didn't do the Shitul Mavay, you're not allowed to carry only within 4 amos within a mavay. So then we see that there's another issue that the Samora disagrees with what we just mentioned previously. Amar Abaya Abaya says, "I Milsa Amar Li Bzira Below Prisha." Bzira said the Shita, but didn't explain it well. Rashi says he didn't explain if the carrying the 4 amos of the mavay is going to be mutter in all cases or not. If you have an alley which the courtyards were not merged together into a sheet of mavos, if the courtyards had merged with the houses, the courtyards were the outside and the inside was the houses, in then the alley is only allowed to carry 4 amos. However, if the courtyards didn't do the sheet of mavos with the houses, the you'd be permitted to carry the alley's entire way. The Gemara is going to discuss in Mirtzashim tomorrow. We'll get to Amalei Chanina. We'll pick up with that tomorrow about analyzing the case that we just mentioned before with the guards to metaltin between the alleys and the chatiras. And we'll get to that tomorrow.